like for children now, before when I was a deaf child, for myself there was absolutely no access whatsoever to sign language. I didn't understand English, I couldn't read. There was nothing really for me. There was no plain English, nothing like that. I had to use simple icons. I didn't understand what people were saying. I had a very confusing time. Now, at the moment, because I'm involved with ITV translation, I'm involved with translating books into sign language for children. And that means that young deaf children, through their iPad, can access a book that's being signed to them. They can actually get it in sign language, and it also has voice. So that means it benefits deaf children, and hearing children can listen to it and watch it. And then through this ITV app, you can change the colors as well. And so you can just bring this, and by introducing this, it's really improved accessibility. I mean, it's kind of basic at the moment, and it's kind of linked to the web. And it's a talking room. Like before, there was just like simple things like email or whatever, that was very basic. And now that's really developed, and now you've got like cameras, for example, where you can be communicating to people all over the world. So I think for young people, the improvements have been enormous.
How about young blind children?
Oh, wow. I remember the first phone I got was this disgusting Motorola thing. Which I used to just, at the time, you used to be able to ring free phone 0800 numbers. That's about all I did with it at age 14, 15. That's all we could do. It didn't text. And the phone that I got later could, but I couldn't read them. So people would text me, my cousins, who could all see, and I would have to have someone else read them back to me. Until, that is, as I said, I got this infrared dongle and Nokia PC Suite, the early versions that used to crash on command. And texting back with that was a wonderful joke. But it could allow me to be more independent. You know, it's funny. You go from such nothing to wowing every day when you wake up because I can do this or that or the other, and it's an amazing, wonderful feeling. And I wake up some days, even now, despite having had a phone and a computer that talks for years, and I just stop and look at my wife and say, you know what? I can do what you do, and I love that feeling so much.
Great. Any more questions?
So we've spoken a lot about how empowering some of the new technologies are and what a change they have made. Do any circumstances or scenarios or problems that you face in your lives, do any spring to mind whereby an app or a software solution could really meet an unmet need for you?
Often.
Is there a missing need or a missing app for an existing need?
I would love a standard that works for the majority of household gadgets, whereby they can all be Wi-Fi compliant. I'm serious though, washing machines, ovens, you name it, because whenever you get a new device, it's a massive learning curve, because I can't read the manual. And PDFs sometimes say, press the, and then this works. Because a lot of it's true, when you convert PDF to text, a lot of the content does go missing. It does. It's bad.
How about you?
Okay, well, deaf people, when they meet hearing,